Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Howdy, y'all. Welcome to Friday. Yeehaw edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Yeah, sorry again for not having a show yesterday. Yes, Thursday's edition, but I promise I'll make it up to you today. Yes, it's Friday. Yeah, the 5th of August, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 48 hours. Ha ha. Coming your way in definitely more than 5 minutes today. Well, we have to start today's show off with, I can't believe it, some actually Apple news. And this is actual news, not like iPhone rumor news crap. Apparently, Apple is working with television content providers and video companies to create a universal digital TV guide for, yes, your new Apple TV. So why are they doing this? Well, if you think about it, we have so many apps nowadays that Apple's goal is to help users discover all the different television channels that are available via those apps, then tell you what's on at that particular time so you can just launch into that app. Remember, we did have Tim Cook saying, the future is apps. Anyways, it's not really the Apple TV service that we probably thought we were going to get, but in a roundabout way, it is kind of the Apple TV service we thought we were going to get. It's just not really in Apple's hands. Continuing with Apple news, of course, we know that the headphone jack is going to be saying sayonara in the new iPhone. Yes, get ready for custom Bluetooth earbuds. According to some sources over there at Forbes, they said that Apple has spent the last few years working on a custom Bluetooth chip designed to solve the battery life problems that plague existing wireless earbuds. Yeah, we all know that problem. Also, according to Forbes, the earbuds will launch in September alongside the new iPhone, again, whatever it's going to be called. The bigger question is, will these custom earbuds be included with the new iPhone? I'm going to probably say no. That's going to be an add-on accessory now that we got to spend even more for. Lots of people have been enjoying YouTube Red, but it's only been the adults that have been able to take advantage of the ad-free service. That is until now. That's because YouTube has finally integrated its ad-free subscription to its Kids app. Not like the kids are going to pay for it, but you know. Now, of course, as most parents know, the Kids app for YouTube, you can download all that content, but you got the ads with it. But if you decide to pay for this, when you download that content now and you're subscribed, you won't get those ads now either. Meaning the kids won't be bugging you for the latest craze that they're advertising. Keeping the new show family-friendly, how about a Disney app for the kids, too? Yeah, Disney's launched its own family-friendly messaging app now. It's going to offer a mixture of games and supposedly a chat-bully-free place for your kids to hang out. Now, of course, other than chat and the games, you're going to get moderation tools and educational resources to make the place feel more like an online community for your children than just a regular old messaging app that us adults use. Although, let's face it, I don't think most of the kids will be using this for education purposes. They're going to be using it for like what we use ours for. In any case, you want to get it downloaded on your kid's smartphone or tablet, it's available right now in the App Store and, of course, the Google Play Store. Dropbox Pro users got a little surprise on Thursday. You can now use paper, which, if you don't know, is Dropbox Answers to Google Documents, for your iOS and your Android devices. Now, those of you who don't remember paper, that was launched a long time ago, and you can only really use it when you're sitting in front of a computer. But finally, Dropbox is announcing that paper beta is now open to anybody, and therefore they're launching their dedicated paper apps for iOS and Android. Now, like I said, it's still in beta, just like everything over at Google's still in beta, but Dropbox says if you're not liking the features or you're wanting to see something else, send them over some feedback. They're going to be listening. However, though, if you're still using that web version of paper, you might have noticed some new features and quite a bit of improvements, including photo galleries and new notifications that are rolled right into the Dropbox desktop app. Well, you might have noticed yesterday we've got a new version of Skype for Windows 10, and you've also got a bot to go along with it. Yes, Microsoft announced a new expanded collection of Skype bots. Kind of sounds like your summer movie blockbuster thriller, Skype bots. Those of you who don't know, these are these automated chat assistants that were introduced earlier this year, just in a limited preview. But these new bots can actually help you make travel arrangements, locate event tickets. They can even help you pull up information from other applications. Microsoft is hoping we're getting a step closer delivering bots that can actually help shoulder some of the stuff we already really do. Hey, it sounds cool and all, but I'm still kind of old-fashioned. I'm from the days of the internet when a bot meant a bad thing. Yeah, but we'll see how this works. And finally, here's Here's something you probably thought you'd never hear again. Star Wars on TV. Apparently, ABC, yes, the network in the United States, and Lucasfilms are in talks to potentially make a live-action Star Wars TV show. Now, of course, it would make sense as ABC, Disney, Star Wars, yeah, it's all tied up now. Now, if you think this is a rumor, well, it kinda is and kinda isn't. According to ABC's entertainment president, he kinda confirmed that talks are already ongoing between ABC and Lucasfilm about a Star Wars show. He even went on to say, as a fan, I would absolutely love to say yes. We've had conversations and we'll continue to have conversations with Lucasfilm. In other words, we've talked about money and a little bit more money. Hey, as a Star Wars fan, I say, heck, why not? Just as long as they learn from the mistakes from the holiday special back in 1978. Holy moly, that was crap. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, the destination. All the BTN shows are there, or get them over at iTunes as well. Check out the British Tech Network Facebook page at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And get hanging out with our BTN community at our Slack room at BritishTech.slack.com. Whoo, yeah, longer than 5 minutes today, wasn't it, boys and girls? So with the long show, we're going to go into the weekend and take a couple of days off. But don't worry. We'll be back on Monday getting you caught up in the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, I'm going to go off to Hollywood right now and try to pitch the film Skype Bots. Yeah. Thank you very much for listening.